Yes, guys, hello, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast season 3. We are today going to go through our Spotify Wrapped from 2023. So this is something we wanted to do for the last couple of weeks, but we've just not got round to doing it yet. So first of all, thank you to anybody who is subscribed, who has given us a rating on Spotify, anybody who listens. Yeah. We appreciate you all very much, and we thought it's pretty cool to sort of go through the numbers and see sort of what the demographic is like and the audience that we have. Because I remember last year when we did, I'm sure we did this last year, but it was maybe on Zoom.
Yeah, I think we got it up on the
You know, my I did like a yearly wrap up. Oh mate, your yearly wrap up was horrendous.
What do you mean my yearly wrap?
Oh my god, no, I hated it.
It made
me feel sick.
Okay, I did. We all did a yearly wrap up. I should have done the photos.
It was so bad.
It wasn't as bad as I think. Like it was not that bad.
It was really.
It was just mate. I lost my head so bad.
Why did you do it? That's the exact reason I didn't do a reel.
I did it the year before.
It's so
and
long.
I did it the year before, and I did it in like maybe 45 minutes during a cardio session, and because I had a new phone, I had to download all the clips. I didn't have everything saved because like literally I've got most of it on my laptop, so I was like, I'll screen record a few bits.
And then so
mate,
bad.
I literally got about halfway through it, and it the amount of times I selected the photos and splice crashed on me, and I just didn't. I went, I'm uploading it.
It was
you can get a gist of how it is. But
so
the
reason I didn't do that
was because
I knew it wouldn't be very good. Like if I was gonna do that, I'd be like, Sam, can you like do a really cool?
Sam's doing it next year for me.
Sam's got enough work.
It's for to get what one day turnaround from Sam. You probably have to pay him about $2,000.
Five grand. So I
do even get a reply at this point. Jeez.
I did just photos. And obviously I looked through, I think it was New Year's Eve that me and Shannon were like looking through the photos from the year, and like obviously you've got the dates and everything. And it was, I think it was March time that we set this up. Which like that's mental. It feels like longer ago.
Yeah, it does.
If you if I was to ask like how long do you think we've been doing the podcast in here, I'd probably be like, oh,
but
just over a year.
We've had a long like a lot on, like
had a long year.
Yeah, it's been a fucking long year. Like, we've done a lot.
Speaking of the long year, your 2023 Wrapped for podcasters is here.
I feel like YouTube need to do like a YouTube Wrapped, because that would have been quite cool to have seen similar, you know.
Your top episode was how to effectively progress your training. It was streamed 234% more than your average episode.
Over double. I wonder when that was. Let's have a look.
Double would be 100% more, wouldn't it?
No. Well, would it be 100%, 200%? No, because 200%, if you think, like, let's say if you get 100 views, 200% of that would be 200. So would that be 200 extra? Or would that be, would that be three? Yeah. Anyone who knows like percentages, because 100, if it was 50% more, it would be, wouldn't it?
So that's a lot more.
That is a lot more. I wonder why. Let's have a look. Right, so we've loaded it up.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, 2023 Wrapped. Let's have a look. Have you looked through this already?
No.
Okay. Once you're in, your Wrapped is here. Right. Spotify love their, like...
It's very fancy.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I just want to see the data. Like,
people were really, really feeling what you do. Is that next?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe just spam through this. How many animations are there? Ready, let's take it from the top. Okay.
Thing is, I feel like we might be missing stuff.
Speaking, your the top episode was how to effectively progress your training. It would have been good to have seen like when we uploaded that. I don't know why Spotify isn't giving
us. So if I don't press anything, is it going to just stay on this?
No, look, that's a little circle.
I know, that's what I mean. Is it going to tell us stuff?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's just spam through it. Yeah, 234 times more, which is pretty wild when you think about it.
234% more.
Yeah. Let's hear it for the new fans. Right, new fans. Anybody who's joined in the last year, I guess. 60% of your listeners discovered you in 2023.
That's like, what, 60% growth?
Yeah, that's ridiculous to think. I wouldn't have imagined 60% more
guest
people.
Guest episode, George Osborne, the switch from natural to enhanced, really brought them in. 4% of your new listeners started right here.
So out of 56...
Shout out to George.
Yeah, we need to bring George Osborne back on.
Yeah.
And speak about his enhanced to natty. No, but now he's not natty anymore. He's like fake. He's half natty.
Is he?
Yeah, it's like no androgens, but just like L-carnitine growth and
is that
insulin.
Actually, is it?
Yeah. But I'd like to know the rationale for that.
Yeah. Because if mate, we're good to actually get him on.
Yeah, it would be.
You were streamed in 43 countries. United Kingdom was your top country. 80% of your total streams from UK.
That's good. Got any good postcards this year? You have new listeners in Australia, France, Germany, and the Netherlands. Australia.
The most listeners.
So it goes UK and then so on and so forth.
If you're listening in Australia, that's pretty cool.
That is cool, isn't it? From down under. That's a horrendous
accent.
Can't
say that. It's racist.
Racist, yeah.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, anyone down under. Top podcast genres were health and fitness, comedy. We are funny.
Yeah.
And sports. We do talk about football. Sorry, Beth.
She still listens.
Your listeners, top music genres, rap, pop, hip hop.
I feel like that's, does it really need to be known?
I don't care about what they're listening
to. Yeah. Your listeners definitely told their friends about you. Imagine, like, one person shared. That'd be hilarious.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, sick. Yeah, that is quite cool. Direct link, WhatsApp. Mate, WhatsApp. Imagine someone sent Facebook.
So
Jesus Christ.
Your podcast was shared all over. 64% of our people sharing the podcast comes from Instagram. So if you're watching this, tag us in your stories.
Yes.
Direct link, 24%. So people are just sending the link, which is pretty cool. Yeah. WhatsApp, 5%. Other 4%. Don't know what that is. Facebook, 3% for people that still use Facebook.
Yeah. Imagine putting up like a post being like on Facebook, just listen to this wicked pod.
Most shared episode was Jack Eagles and Danny Howarth.
Good episode.
Though. I actually spoke to Jack the other day about getting him on.
Yeah. We need to get Jack on.
Your podcast rating was 5.0. That's up from 4.9 last year.
I don't know how the podcast towards the back end of the year was shit because of Finn. Fucking hell, that's impressive. Thanks, guys.
Just because we've been begging for five stars. What's that?
Oh, you published one poll. 39 votes.
Yeah, we need to do more polls.
Yeah. That's not as good.
Yeah.
41 Q&As.
Pop quiz.
Which episode got the most audience engagement? Leveling up. Shit.
Oh god.
We just got asked 3 questions and we got them all wrong. So that wasn't great. The listeners joined in 39 times. Does that mean that 39?
That must be when we did the poll.
Yeah.
Are you a gardener? Mate, what is this?
I wish you guys could see half of the stuff we see. Sorry, because like the amount of animations that Spotify are putting into this.
Okay. It says, are you a gardener? Because you saw some nice growth. So we've got 29% increase on listeners, 81% increase on streams, and 109% increase followers.
Sound? That's actually pretty impressive to think we pretty much took like 5 months off. Like,
can't forget to give you a shout. Give a shout out to your biggest fans. Will this tell us who our biggest?
Oh,
fans?
That'd be cool. Yeah, if it tells that the people. I don't know if it's going to go into those sort of details. That'd be cool if it like gave a list of who's listened to the most. You were top 10 podcast for 939 fans. Jesus Christ, that's
pretty
impressive.
Cool.
Yeah,
so we're in the top 10 for nearly 1,000 people.
Yeah,
thank you. If you are one of those people, we're a top 5 for 755 people.
That's
drum
really
roll,
good.
Please.
I want to see if it gives us a name.
On,
I hope it
gives
us a name.
Give us a drum roll. It won't give us a name.
You're the number one for almost 300, 296. That's crazy, isn't it? So we have 300 people that listen to us that are our number one podcast in a year, you know?
Three times more than your top fans listen to you, 3 times more than your other listeners.
That's crazy.
I don't know what that means.
No.
That's crazy, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, I mean, crazy before that.
50% joined you for the first time this year. Let's zoom out. Let's fucking wrap this up.
Yeah, Spotify Wrap. What a year. Top 10, 939. Top 5, 755. Top 1 is pretty much 300, 296. So yeah, that's our Spotify Wrap. I feel like last year gave us more like, a bit more
last
about different.
Last year it did give us more info
breakdowns.
In terms of like demographics and how many at certain places and stuff.
Yeah, it would have been good if, let's say, Spotify Wrap gave you like a top, like top 3 listeners, because we could sort out like a prize for them or something. That would have been good, you know?
We ought to download this.
Yeah.
Basically, it's given us like a fully wrapped thing. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that, guys. Sorry, it wasn't the most informative. I'm sure last year it was like you had X amount of fans in this place, and you have X amount of people that are within this demographic. You know, this many males. Oh, that's what.
Yeah, you can't specify. 2023 Spotify Wrapped has changed.
Everybody was a they this year.
Yeah, imagine
like, all your they listeners.
100% of all your listeners managed to
were
be they, she, him, why, what, like whatever pronoun they want, because we can't specify anymore.
That's it. That's why it wasn't as specific as last time. Mm. So that was the Spotify Wrapped.
We appreciate that, guys. We appreciate everybody who's watched or anybody who's new. Like, especially considering, like, I do feel like this podcast is very much like, once you're in, you are in. But it is very, like it's almost like clicks of people that already know us. Like, I can't imagine, like, again, this is something we probably need to get better with. That's why we're doing, like, tier list videos and stuff to kind of put ourselves out there more so to people that probably don't know who we are. Because the vast majority of people listening will be people that have followed us on Instagram for a bit of time, maybe our clients, people that know us. Like, it's we want to get more people that actually go, oh shit, what's this podcast? There's two lads chatting about training and they're horrendously good looking and really funny at the same time. So
horrendously
good looking. Yeah.
Oh my God. He's horrendously good looking.
He's so good looking. Wow. So yeah. Do you want to head into some questions on this or do you want to kind of wrap that up? Do you want to have that as a separate part? What do you reckon?
We can have this as a Q&A episode because I think the people who like the Q&A episodes probably will like to hear those kind of things about how they'll be the fans within that, you know what I mean? So they'll probably not mind that we've just done 10 minutes of something that's pretty boring.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll probably be like, oh, I don't mind because I've got my question coming up soon anyway.
Your question?
Not mine, but I'm pretending I'm a listener.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so we've got a few questions. First one, this doesn't relate to you, unfortunately. Actually, kind of does, but you've never been to New York. Which would you recommend more, or New York or Las Vegas? Would you recommend Las Vegas?
I would recommend it if you were maybe going to America to visit a few places.
Yeah.
Because we said, didn't we, like, if we were to go again, I probably wouldn't go again, to be honest. Like,
the Olympia's there this year.
Yeah, if I was going, I'd go for something. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be going there just for a holiday. I'd get a stag do. I think it's a good place for a stag do for like 2-3 days.
Yeah,
where you'd just go and enjoy it and you probably wouldn't get much sleep. Like, I get why people do that. Yeah. But if I was to go back, I'd want to do other areas.
Was it like what you expected? Like seeing the films, seeing like where, like, it's quite a famous sort of place.
Yeah, I'd say it was, maybe it wasn't as busy or as big as I expected. You know, like, if you think about it, like on the strip, like
the strip's not that big.
I expected it all to be closer together though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like walking to like Bellagio and Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
That was quite far.
Yeah.
It wasn't like crazy far, but it was like a 20-minute walk from like near our end, near MGM. I thought it'd be closer.
Yeah.
And I think maybe because of obviously like the road works and stuff, I kind of expect it all to be just a bit like
more condensed,
busier.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. Like, it was a good experience.
Yeah, it was definitely a cool place. Like, I think it was an experience. I wouldn't want to go back there unless it was for like the Olympia this year,
the
natural Olympia is in the same place, and it's a week before, I think. So you could do both, which I actually would like to go this year. That's the one thing I've wanted to do. I want to go to the Olympia, so that might be this year. But if I compare it to New York, like, New York's like, again, I'd have Toronto over both of them because I think that was a more chilled out version. New York was really intense, but it was fucking huge, like so big. Like, we were there for 12 days and I didn't get my bearings really at all. I knew where the locations were, but it's so big. Like, you wouldn't be able to unless you lived there. And even then, there's probably areas you don't know. But if I was to compare, like, if I was to say to go to any, go to New York, especially for the person asking. But, like, it depends on really what you're after. There, New York's more of a, like, a city, where Las Vegas is like spend, bright lights. New York's bright lights and stuff like that.
I feel like Vegas, you could be anywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Vegas didn't have to be America.
We could have been in England.
Yeah, it could have been anywhere that's just planted a location of just casinos, food places, bars, strip clubs, steak and titties. And it's like, where it felt almost like a fake, it felt like a very weird world. It felt like its own country. Like, it was like very unique, where like, strange sort of place, where New York was like, okay, this feels like a bit like the UK, but it's a bit different. And Toronto was like very different, quite old school, but quite a bit more chilled out version of New York. I know you didn't ask about Toronto, but I'd probably prefer that. So yeah, that's my answer.
Cool.
Yeah, your one.
I want you to guess who's asked this question.
Here we go, mate. Is it JP?
food challenge.
JP straight away. JP MVMT.
It is.
Can I interject, mate? I saw again one of his stories about like he tagged you, shared about his food and something like that. And I saw a story of him like being like, he was like, I'd been looking forward to this meal since the first set of the session or whatever. It's his post workout meal a few days back. How are you still food focused, Jack? It's been 3 months. You're not that lean anymore, mate. Like, it's ridiculous.
He loves his food. That's like, what I literally put on the story. JP loves his food.
I couldn't imagine. I'm going to be honest. I couldn't imagine. Even at the back ends of prep, thinking, I can't wait for my post workout meal.
The thing is, though, like, he wasn't, during the prep towards the end, like, he was never someone who was like moaning about being hungry or saying, like, oh, mate, I need a refeed or anything like that. I think he maybe asked once or twice, but he was not like, you know, some clients can be like obsessed about food.
Yeah.
For him, it's just post-show, he's obsessed about food.
Yeah.
Food challenge for the tube. None of this 10K shit. Maybe 15K plus or something different.
I just, The thing is, I couldn't imagine, like,
the idea of it's cool. I was saying to Brad, so you know Brad Elwood, he did one with Liam Watson, who he poses with.
Okay, what was his...
So I told him what to do. I was like, I want you to do... if you're going to do one, do 10K. I was like, do it on a training day.
Yeah.
I was like, don't eat a stupid amount before you train, because you'll feel horrendous. Like, eat a decent amount, train, have a real big post-workout meal, go out for a decent meal, have some dessert food. 10K is not that difficult. No. And he kind of followed it to an extent. But like, obviously I said, if you're going to do it, this is how I would do it. But I don't want you to do
it. He came to you as a coach to be like, hey mate, can you coach me through a food challenge?
He just told me he was doing it. Yeah, he was like, I'm going to do it. And I was like, okay, that's fine. If you've made up your mind, I was like, I don't recommend it, and you'll feel shit for it, and you won't be, you know, you won't be in a better spot for it. But if you're going to do it, it's cool. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm not going to stop you from doing it. But here's how I would do it as efficiently as possible without making yourself feel horrendous. And he did that, and, you know, 10K is not ridiculous.
I don't think, I just wouldn't get any, like, reward. Like, I have a challenge. If I did a challenge, I'd want to feel fulfilled afterwards. The only way I'd feel fulfilled would be my stomach. Like, that would feel fulfilled.
Only, I think the benefit of it would be it's something that gets engagement. So people would watch it, people would like it. But ultimately, like, as much as, it might be, the idea of it, again, like, for example, if I were to say to Jack, like, right, do a 15K food challenge, the idea of it for him would be great, but he'd feel so shit for it. Like, you don't feel good for it.
No.
You feel awful for probably the next 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Then you're questioning why you even did it, and then you're feeling worse because you're beating yourself up about it. Like, it's just really not worth it. So, yeah, sorry, Jack. We're probably not going to do that. But as much as... I think we should do more, like, videos that...
relate around food. I can imagine, this is what I'd do, like a post workout, like, you know what we did in that barbecue place,
that was good.
Like a post workout, like, how many plates of food can you eat without actually an idea of a food challenge, like, let's say, for example,
even then, like, again, it's like
you get to a point and it's the ego and it's like, I'll do five plates, it's just not
a good idea. Like, what are we going to gain from it other than maybe some more exposure, and are we really wanting exposure that much and engagement that much? You know what I mean? I think holding ourselves accountable as coaches, not a good idea to be like, oh, we did a 20K food challenge. Like, as much as it would be a good video, like, if we were to do a, let's say, a 25K food challenge combined, like, together we have to hit this amount of calories, and whoever can, like, eat a bit more, not wins, but, like, if you're struggling, you'd be struggling at about 3,000.
I'd make it, what I'd do is I'd make it, I think the only way I'd want to do it, and I wouldn't want to, but I'd, like, it'd be me v you, or me and you, and, like, we have a money outcome, something, like, where we're like, we've bet against
that's
each
not
other.
Good though,
but
like...
then, no, but it would get, mate, imagine being like $5,000.
It's just not healthy.
$5,000, no, like, I put in $5,000, you put in $5,000, mate. We do like 50K.
One of us end up dying.
Yeah, we'd end up dead. Like, the most food I've ever eaten in a day was the couple of days out from one of the shows. I did like 8,000 calories, and that was the worst day of my life. Like, even though I'm prepping and I'm like, I could have ate a lot, I literally went to bed and I was like, my blood pressure's through the roof. I can feel my heart pulse, like, awful, everywhere. Yeah. I woke up the following day, face bloated, felt so sluggish. Like, I literally felt like I'd been, like, beaten up. I felt that bad. And, like, I couldn't imagine doing, like, any more than that. Like, I just don't think you'd almost need to
train yourself for it. That's what they do, don't they? The people that actually do food challenges for, like, a living.
Yeah.
Like, they'll fast for, like, 2 days or something crazy. And then do it.
Yeah, so like, if you fasted almost, like, for 2 days, did some cardio, kept your steps high, like, trained, mate, if you trained fasted after 2 days of fasting, did some cardio at the same time, mate, you'd probably be able to inhale, like, probably post-workout.
Would be pretty easy.
You'd probably do, like, 5K post-workout easy.
But,
you know,
that being said, like, it's just not healthy.
No.
Like, if we're looking, again, like, when we've got to remember that as much as, it would be great for engagement, and it would be fun, like, we'd have a laugh doing it, it'd be good to film it, like, it would be fun, but we are also... coaches and educators, and at the end of the day, like, we might be, like, let's say, online personalities with a podcast or whatever, but we do need to be sensible, because otherwise like, people go, oh, well, they did it, like, I would hate for my clients to be like, I did a 15K food challenge because I saw you do it. I'd be like, that's so bad, I shouldn't be doing that, you know what I mean?
It's a bad influence.
So we can't do it, Jack, because we don't want to look bad.
And then we don't want you to do it. Because you're
Jack, that's just a
food.
normal off-plan day for Jack.
What, 15K? Hey, mate, I hadn't even touched
the sides, if you sound.
Yeah, well, to be fair, didn't he gain like £10 in a day or two for Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember exactly what he gained over Christmas, but he can eat.
Yeah.
He's the opposite of you.
Say this, mate. I've pushed up to 280. This is,
but if you had the same appetite as Jack, you'd be £400.
£400. Imagine, Jack, we should swap. Just give me your stomach and your want to eat. We got asked by Phyllis56, do Reese's balls work yet? And if so, how well?
When have we said that your balls
don't
work?
No, my balls don't work, really, technically, if we think about it from an efficient standpoint.
Yeah,
like my balls don't work. So my balls haven't worked since 2021. But if you're talking about does my penis work, yes, it does. It's been sound. Wait. This is the title of the podcast. Like Spotify Rap Plus, Finn's penis worked?
Well, it's... Yeah,
it's coming back to life.
100%, yeah. It's sound really now. But
okay. When you say sound, what are we talking sound-wise? Are we talking like
now and again, I'll wake up with morning glory,
okay,
which is a good sign.
Yeah. Of 100% or
like a decent amount.
Okay.
Obviously, it's normal anyway, like when you wake up and you need a wee. Often it's like, I'll...
Yeah.
Like if you think... I guarantee you most mornings will wake up with morning glory, but you also need a wee.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
normal.
You just piss all over the floor.
Yeah, it's piss everywhere. Yeah. You got to like... Yes. Yeah, any guy will know that.
Yeah.
Or any day, sorry. But yeah, basically, it's definitely back to somewhat normality.
Yeah.
So yeah.
When it comes to sexual activities, any progress there?
Well, it's like...
Occasional?
Shannon, I think Shannon knows that it's like...
coming back.
It's coming back and like it's on the cards if we're feeling it. Yeah.
Feeling it. Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
But like we said before, you almost have to like relearn what
relearn
to do.
And
like, mate, 100%. Like we haven't had sex yet, but it'll be awkward when we do.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you'll both be looking at each other like, is this?
I'm like, am I doing all right?
Yeah.
I've forgotten what to do. Forgotten where everything is.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. This is. Can you just do it? Can you just
please just help?
Yeah, please do it. Right, your question, mate.
I'll do two because Jack also asked back to the house hunting. Yes, mate. That is something that I'm going to be getting sorted this year. At the minute, because of the tax year, my primary goal outside of just normal work and my training
is not going bankrupt.
Yeah, trying not to go bankrupt. No, it's getting my self-assessment tax return sorted with the accountants and then switching to a limited company, getting all that sorted. And then the next step is really just making sure that me and Shannon get a house alongside. The thing is, like, it is what I want to sort, but how much free time do we have outside of just working? You know what I mean? It's like very rarely do we get time to actually focus on those other things. That is one thing that I'm not very good at, is like looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So all I really focus on is probably, it's a good thing in a lot of ways. All I focus on is the day to day.
Yeah.
So it's like, right, I've got these people to get back to. Check my WhatsApp. I've constantly got WhatsApps to get back to. We've got the podcast to do. I've then got to send the podcast to Sam. I've got physio. I've got my next meals to eat. Like, I'm just focused on the next thing, which is good. Otherwise, you end up spiraling because you've got so much to do.
Yeah.
But that one thing that I'm not very good at is like looking at the bigger picture. And then another month goes by and you go, oh, I haven't even thought about moving, like getting the house sorted. Another month goes by. Then the shows come around.
Yeah.
Then every weekend I'm at a show.
Yeah.
So when have I got any free time? So it's like, that is one thing that I do need to be better at, is like actually putting some time aside where it's like, right, I'm not going to go on WhatsApp for 2 hours and I'm going to actually think about the bigger picture and focus on that, because otherwise like it never gets sorted.
Yeah.
And every time that you do almost think that you want to get it sorted, like let's say for example on a weekend, like that's obviously this last couple of weeks been different because Shannon's been off work and we've been able to have some time together, but like usually on the weekend, like we maybe get a couple of hours together outside of when I'm working or I'm training. So when Shannon's off work, I don't want to be like, right, we just need to be sorting the house. It's like, well, why don't we actually go out and do something nice together?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is definitely on the cards. I need to just put time aside for planning it all and actually like looking for houses. That is one thing that I do, like I say, just wish I was a little bit better at, need to work on.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Think ahead. Not think of the present.
No,
but then also people think ahead and they just worry and they don't actually do anything in the present because they're spent worrying.
It's not it's not, I wouldn't say it's thinking ahead. I'd say it's
allocating the time, but then the time's so limited, and when you do have time, as you said, you're just like, I don't want to do.
I think for me as well, like a lot of it is, and you're the same. Like, I don't like not working for like.
Yeah.
If I haven't got back to people within a couple of hours, I'm like almost stressing. Like it's like I want to get back to everybody, or I want to do my work. Like, even this morning, so like because we're filming the podcast earlier on a Thursday now, I have check-ins to do later today. Yeah, normally I'll get my check-ins done by like late morning, early afternoon, And my clients know that. They know that they're going to get their check in like within the morning time or the early afternoon. So like on the way here, I was sending voice notes to the people who I haven't been able to get back to yet because we're filming early.
Oh, mate, I find it
saying like, oh, I'm going to get back to you tonight just so you know.
Yeah,
like most coaches wouldn't ever do that. They just wouldn't get back to them for days and it's just the norm.
I sent my check-ins through Tuesday. When did I train early? Or no, I did check-ins. Was it yesterday? Yeah, Tuesday. Yesterday at like 8 o'clock and I felt so guilty. And I'd done most of the check-ins before, but it was like, because I trained, I was like, I'm going to do a bit more work. I had a startup. I had like 4 applications and I sent everything through. And I was like, I literally messaged a few like, sorry, mate. Like, sorry, I got... Yeah. So even though it's the same day, it's because it's not... It's ever 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Yeah, it's 8 p.m. Yeah, and it's like to most of my clients, like I've had a few where they'll get around to like 7 p.m. on, let's say, some occasional days. They'll message me, everything all right, mate? Yeah,
I've had and, ones where it's like midday and they'll message me like, hey, mate, where's my check-in?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'll message them back and I'm like, oh, it's just like, I'm getting back to you still today. Yeah. It's just that I've it's got been a bit like, of a my routine's changed a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, especially with like festive period and stuff like that, like New Year's, a few times where like I got back to people at slightly different times than when they usually expect. And to them, it's like, oh shit, I've been working with Reese for 6 to maybe 6 months to a year. It's a bit different.
But one thing I do think, and like we always say, like the clients who have come from previous coaches where they've had a bad experience, like they're the ones who always appreciate it more or sort of respect it more and like, oh shit, like, this is actually really good.
Yeah.
Like in terms of response times and when you're getting back to my check-ins. Like the amount of clients that will be like,
mate, I remember a guy that signed up with me not long ago, Lee. I won't say any more because I've got like 3 Lees, which I never had a Lee till about maybe 3 months ago and I've got 3. But one of my Lees, and he was like, so I said to him about like just messaging me, and he's like, mate, I can message you like not on my check-in day. And I'm like, of course.
The amount
like,
of times I have to say to people, like, message me in the week. Like they'll check in and they'll be like, oh, mate, it's been a really bad week. I was ill from Tuesday to Friday. And let's say their check-in's on the Saturday. I'm like, why didn't you message me on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, because we could have managed it. I've still been trying to train, though. Well, you shouldn't have been. Like, just message me.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, a lot of people don't realise that, or they've come from a coach where they're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was also going to do 2 questions. So, bodybuilding with CD.
Yeah.
Who has had the biggest neck?
Oh, me by now, I'd say.
I don't know. Looking back at my peak off season, I had a big neck.
Yeah, you did have a fat neck, but I feel like, I think it's more apparent for me. And I think if you were to measure, you've got a bigger head than me. So my head's quite, no, my head's a fair bit small. Maybe not now because I'm chubbier than you. But like my head's small, quite, if you were to look at my head in comparison to Finn's neck, side by side, my face is quite small. So my neck looks a lot fatter than it is. But I definitely would say, I'd say girth-wise, maybe you, but in relation to their body, probably me.
Yeah, girth, because it's just all trap.
Yeah, all trap
for you. I went through a phase where I just had literally just face melted into body.
Yeah, you didn't have really much of a neck. Like, your face was, like,
so in
line.
Case, if I didn't have much of a neck, it wasn't big.
Yeah.
Didn't have one.
It didn't have a neck. What neck?
My neck was that big, it wasn't there.
I mean, I can't even measure it, bro. Yeah, it's quite funny. We need to measure necks at like peak
do that. Do that as a video.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my neck, it's not actually like, I don't think it's that fat. It's just I've got a lot of skin there. So when I lean back, it's like...
No, yeah, it's just skin.
Just skin, bro. I'm just big boned. Yeah. My neck's big boned. Right. Again, another arm wrestle. No, fuck off, bro.
We'll do that one time.
Yeah, we will. Weak arm, bro. You're right-handed, aren't you?
Yeah, but my left arm's bigger.
Is it stronger? Do you reckon? Like, if it were to
it's
go
stronger when training, but like dexterity-wise, I'd struggle.
Yeah,
doing anything with this.
I can't do it. I struggle doing anything with this left hand. You know, is perform overrated? Yes, because Conte repair is actually really good.
Which flavors have you had?
Salted caramel and vanilla.
See, I've only had vanilla, but they've sending me some out today. I said to Pete, I was like, just send me any flavor that's not vanilla because vanilla's really good.
Yeah.
But I've had it. I left it. Did I tell you? I left my food at mum and dad's.
No, you left your repair. So you've not been repairing.
Mate, so on the 27th, me and Shannon drove back home, trained at Rotherham.
Yeah, yeah.
I had all my pre-workout meal. I had everything.
Yeah.
I had my pre-workout and my post-workout like in this bag.
Yeah.
We just left it at mum and dad's.
Oh, okay.
So on the way there, was it on the way?
Way back?
No, I think it was on the way to Rodrum. Like Shannon was, oh no, my sister messaged me.
Yeah,
my sister rang Shannon because she'd rang me, but I had my phone on don't disturb. Yeah. So she'd rang Shannon and she's like, yeah, there's a massive bag in the kitchen and it had my repair, my Hydroflow, it had EAAs, creatine, everything that I took from mum and dad's for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, was fuming. I kind of blamed Shannon, but she was like, "All right, that's everything." Like, when we packed up the car, and I was like, "Oh, Sam," like, because she'd said that's everything.
Yeah.
I was like, because I was doing work in the morning, and I was like, "Do you mind like getting the stuff ready for the car just while I finish off some check-ins before we go?" Because she didn't have any work to do. So then she like thought I didn't like fall out or anything. I just literally was like, "Oh, fuck's sake!" Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, sound whatever." And then she was a bit like pissed off because she messaged me, I think, when I was at the gym. She was like, "I'm sorry, I forgot the bag." I was like, "Don't be sorry, it's fine. We both forgot the bag.
I'm so sorry, I forgot the bag."
So we went to Asda, and I got some rice cakes and some packet chicken and stuff. Yeah. So it was fine; like, it wasn't a problem. But I have not had my repair or my HydroFlow for a few days. So
bad that. Yeah. So yeah, sad times. But no, I've had two. Weirdly enough, I saw, you know, Max, Myra Max. He put up one like last flavour to try, and I'm like, "Max, I finished ahead of you in the fucking billboard. How have I not tried all four?" He's tried all four. So mate, he must rinse Conte. Like, he must literally
constantly
like messaging Pete, "Hey mate, somehow gone through another 2 kg tub after a week. Can I have another tub?"
So I don't know what they're gonna send me.
Yeah, salty caramel's really good. It's quite sweet.
Don't you think the vanilla's very
mate, the vanilla's wicked. The vanilla's probably one of the best ways I've had.
The vanilla, like, is even Shannon loves it.
Like, mate, my mum bought a tub. Like, she literally has a tub like in the office.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Shannon's usually not a fan like of many whey protein. Yeah. She's like, "They're a bit sickly," or "I don't like how they mix."
I think the vanilla's really good.
Yeah, she loves it.
And it doesn't taste like, if you get the Naughty Boy way, the Naughty Boy and Perform are literally like one-to-one. Like, they're basically the same. They taste, the Perform's a little bit more...
Naughty Boy and Perform so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Conte is amazing.
So for the person who's asked, like, is Perform way overrated? I mean, I'd say way is overrated if you're going in thinking, this is like, for example, if you get cookies and cream, like, from Perform, it's not going to be legitimately Oreo. But it's going to be all right. It's nice.
I do think, especially... throughout a contest prep, like, when you do, let's say, require or you really want something sweet, like Perform way or any kind of
any way that you make into
good
a paste
tasting
or,
way,
yeah, it's nice,
is good. It, like, it can almost help reduce that craving of one. You can have, let's say, 50 grams of whey. It's literally like, what, 40 grams of protein, very minimal carb, very minimal fat, but it's like something that tastes really nice. Yeah. Whereas, like, you can't really get that with many other things.
Yeah, no. So it's one of those. It's very phase dependent. Like, in an off season, like, I haven't had whey. This is my first rest day because I'm forcing my food's lower. I'm actually having whey. I haven't had whey on a rest day now for the longest while. Like,
what's your favorite whey flavour?
Salty caramel.
What's your favourite whippiest?
Whippiest. Okay, I like the vanilla one from Conte is legitimately wicked.
It is.
Like, I actually think that might be like top three, I'd say. I think it's really good. The salted caramel one's good. A little bit too sweet for where I'm at now. Once I'm dieting, like, and actually deep into a bit of a tidy up, I reckon I like that. If I was to go off Perform, I like the cookies and creams. I'm a bit of a slut for Oreos, always have been. Other than that, the double chocolate and chocolate brownie batter. I think brownie batter is wicked, but it does get really sickly once food gets high.
The chocolatella is good.
Yeah, I got that, but it's a bit nutty.
You don't like nuts, do you?
No, but
it's
I had
a bit
it.
Nutty,
no, it's a bit nutty. I used to do like 20 grams in my oats because you can't really taste the nuts. And with oats, you can't really, like, nutty oats doesn't really go, you can't really taste it. Mm. But I've tried that. That's quite nice. That's like a sweeter sort of chocolate.
Have you tried the salted popcorn one?
Yeah. I've still got a tub of that.
See, I think
I've got
there's
half
something
a tub
about
left.
That. I absolutely love that.
Still, you love it now?
Yeah, mate.
I think it's
incredible. I don't know what it is about it, but, like, for me, that's like.
I got that, like, back end of prep or the start of my off season, and I like remember everyone was like, "This is the best," and I was like, it's nice, but it's not like,
it doesn't taste like popcorn. Like,
no.
I don't know what it is. I think I quite like salty and sweet.
Yeah.
So like, it's because it's salty and sweet together.
Yeah.
Like, I do really like it.
Yeah. White chocolate's quite nice in yogurt. Like the
but the white chocolate, the vanilla Perform is the vanilla. Repair Conte is very much like white chocolate, and it's like cereal milk from CMP. Like, they all taste very similar. They taste like that milky bar.
I've said this before.
Milky Way.
They have like a base. I feel like Ways have a base of either like a darker sort of chocolate one or like a sweet one. And they all, like, for example, if you were to get caramel biscuit Perform or whatever, or caramel biscuit,
salt
probably,
caramel.
Yeah, salted caramel. If you were to get the, like, vanilla, if you were to get cereal milk, the actual base is fairly similar. Like, you can tell the difference, but the base is the same.
Yeah, they're all, like, vanilla-y slash white chocolatey kind of.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, there's all the, like, little flavours.
Like, vanilla Perform and, not cookies and cream, and white chocolate is very similar, just the white chocolate's a bit more intense. But it's one of them, like, I think ways are ways. Like, look at, I hate the question when like a client signs up, which one do you like, mate? Which one do you recommend? Look on the ones like, you like, the idea of, and just get them and see. They usually taste quite similar.
At the end of the day, you know what you like.
Yeah.
Like, flavor wise.
Yeah.
Like, so we can recommend, this is really, like, again, the vanilla repair is amazing, in my opinion. But you might hate vanilla flavored stuff.
And go, that's vile.
So don't get it.
Yeah, like, exactly. But then also, you might look at it and think, like, I think when people say, like, is it overrated? I don't think Perform's overrated, because I think Perform's actually, like, very good. Like, compare this to the proteins that we used to have fucking 5 or 6 years ago. Jesus Christ, so much better. But it is just whey. Like, there's nothing magic about whey, unless it's whey pissed.
Yeah, whey pissed is magical.
Whey pissed, yeah, if it's whey pissed.
You've seen he's struggling to have it now.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine, remember when he was, like, in Vegas, and he was, like, saying, oh, I'm going to keep this in, like, I'll do this, I'll do that. And I said to him, I can't wait for you to be normal food-wise, and you actually just want to have, like, chicken or something. And he's like, nah, like, had digestive issues. He was like, we're pissed. He goes, like, fine, nothing. I was like, yeah, but you're lean, and you're eating not a lot of food.
Yeah, he's just, I think he's just fed up with it now. So it is sickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Charlie.arley.4, when is Luke Littler coming on the pod? Do you know who he is?
Yeah, Luke the Nuke.
Luke the Nuke.
Didn't know who he was till yesterday.
How did you find out?
What, Luke the Nuke?
Yeah.
No, I saw people on Twitter talking about him. I saw the first thing I've ever seen of him was the other day when he got, like, he did something different. I don't get darts. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I like darts. I played darts growing up.
Fair enough, yeah. He did like something a bit different. Went to the crowd, like, think about it, because I think he, like, set himself up for his next go. But yeah, it's quite cool, a 16-year-old.
And doesn't, like, look 16 though.
No, he doesn't.
Like, if I'd have showed you a photo of him before you knew anything, you'd probably be like 20, late 20s.
Yeah, mid-20s. Yeah, like,
maybe 30.
Yeah, like, I think it's one of those though where, like, he's a bit overweight, his hairline's not the best, he doesn't look like he's the most, like, well-polished sort of bloke, and he's probably grew up in pubs eating like, just being a bit of a kid, and as a result, like, most people, when they've not, like, I'm not gonna say he's not looked after himself, because he might be, like, he's probably not the healthiest.
Earned $200,000 last night.
Yeah, no, I saw, what did the winner get?
500.
That's not that different, to be fair. Like, 500, 200, it's more so the title.
Yeah.
But is he, like, the best up-and-coming guy? Like,
oh, yeah, he looks
was he just in a good, like, streak of, like...
Yeah, he just literally... I'd never heard of him, but obviously, when you're that young, like, you're not going to hear of him.
I saw a comment saying, Hail Littler. Like, because Hail Littler. Yeah, similar.
I thought, to be fair, I wanted him to, he's like the people's champ. Everybody likes him because he's a young lad and stuff. But no, he was good. I stood up last night for 2.5 hours.
We're stood up just pretending to be
no,
there.
Because the chant is stand up if you love the darts.
Oh, okay.
So me and Shannon have a joke. Like, it's like a running joke. We've had it for probably like 3 years now. Where I think it was the first time I ever watched darts.
I've never watched it.
With Shannon. Like, I wouldn't ever have it. Like, I think I might have been watching it on YouTube or something. And the chant came on, and I stood up, and she was like, "What you did?" I was like, "I love the darts." I'm standing up, so like now, whenever it's on, I messaged her last night. I was like, "Oh, darts finals on tonight." I wanted to watch it because I knew, like, Littler had done pretty well, and I'd seen a couple of the quarterfinal, semi-final. I'd watched the highlights, but I messaged Shannon. I was like, "Darts final tonight." Standing up watching it together, and she was like, so like just saying that. Like,
did he bottle it? Or
no, the Luke Humphries was just it was a good game. But yeah, the other guy, like, went through a little patch in the middle where he just kind of ran away with it a little bit.
Okay.
But no, it was good. So when is he coming on the pod? Don't know, mate. We'll try to get him on. Yeah. That'd be a good video, like me versus you darts.
You beat me.
I haven't played in years, but I used to when I was, so I had a dartboard. Have I told this story before?
With someone's face on it or something.
Well, yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah.
I had a dartboard back at home, and I used to play like quite a lot. I was half decent. Like, I wasn't good. Don't get me wrong. I think I maybe got close to getting a 180 once. Like, which is fucking hard to get.
I wouldn't know what is 180 like.
So for people who know,
double 20, triple 20, like 3 times in a row.
Yeah.
Fucking do know it, yeah.
But yeah, it's difficult anyway. I think the best score I've had is like a 140, maybe a 160.
What's that, out of 3?
Yeah, no, I think 140 is the best I've had, because 160 would be a bit weird. Yeah, out of 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I haven't played, obviously, for years.
I got a bullseye once.
Yeah, well done.
Cheers, mate. That 50?
Yeah.
I know that. What's the green one?
25.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like I have told this story. Anyway, I was like waiting for my bath. So I had my bath running, which is like the room next to me back at home.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I'll just throw some darts while the bath's on. I must have been like 12, 13, something like that. So I was just in my boxers playing darts, as you do.
Mm.
And the dart pinged out of the board and landed in my little toe. Literally. Like, bang, bang. It just went pinged out, straight in my little toe. And I was like, fuck. like literally just went, like luckily it didn't like pierce through it, but it like landed in it and it was just stuck in my little toe like that. And I pulled it out. And was
how
like,
old were you?
I'd say like 12, 13.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't cry because it was like shock. I was like, and it wasn't even that painful. It was weird. Like, it was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, oh. Quickly grab it out. Quickly, like, stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. But yeah, I'm going to get a dartboard when me and Shannon get a house.
Fair
and,
enough.
You'll
beat me. I'm not very good at darts.
You're not very good at most of the things that we do together.
I don't know, mate. I'd never really played it. Like, I didn't really ever go to a pub when I was younger and just sit there.
I'd never played at a pub. Yeah. I think my dad used to maybe watch it when I was little. So I watched it.
Yeah.
Like, because Shannon was saying last night, where have you learned all this? Because I was like explaining it to her.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've properly watched it. So I explained it to her, like, why they have to finish on a double and what they're trying to come down from and everything. Yeah. She was like, where have you learned all this? I was like, I just watched it growing up. It's like football. Like, even if you'd have not played it, if you'd have watched it a lot growing up, like, you just know what the crack is, don't you?
Yeah.
But no, it was good. It's exciting. Like,
It's cool to see a young lad, even though he doesn't look young.
Yeah, he looks old.
Right.
But yeah, we'll get him on the pod. Sorry for people who don't care at all about darts.
Two more for me. How many have you got?
Two more.
Okay, sound. If a natty bangs someone who is enhanced, are they still natural?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Shannon, lifetime nay?
As far as I'm aware.
Oh, that's questioning. So Shannon was into the gym when she was younger. I bet she took like some Anavar for like six weeks. Yeah. Explains how she's got bigger quads than both of us.
Mate, your quads are still good.
Yeah. Hasn't trained for 3 years.
She trained last night.
Did she? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Do you want to go for your one?
So this is from a guy called Lee. I've just followed you back as well, mate. So he's basically one of Noah's clients.
Okay.
I didn't realise that I didn't follow him. So sorry, mate. Tips on how to approach competing with loose skin. So obviously he's asking for himself because he's got loose skin, and I know he wants to compete in the future. He's put not loads, but very noticeable. Obviously, I've seen his photos. I know who you are, mate.
Can I interject? I bet it's not as noticeable as he probably thinks. Or is
it? No, it's noticeable.
Yeah, but is it like really bad? Because most people, when they think it's really bad, I usually look at it and go, yeah, I can see it. But it's not like, oh my God, that's awful.
Yeah, if he wasn't to mention it, you would notice it.
Yeah.
But also, like, I'm sure we spoke about this before. Like, at the end of the day, like, you're in a position now where you can't change the past. What is really cool is that you've
changed your life around.
Yeah, you've turned your life around to in the future. You know, you've got to a point where you actually can step on stage and be confident with where you're at. But you've got to accept that you're probably going to be at a slight disadvantage. Yeah, of course you are, because you've got
it's a visual element.
You've got noticeable loose skin from being overweight in the past, but that's, if anything, more impressive because you've turned it around and you've got to a point where you're confident enough to go and compete.
And it's an opinion of how you look.
Yeah.
It's not.
Will it impact your result, your potential to do well? Yeah. Like, let's be honest, of course it will. But
you could have horrendous genetics but still compete.
Yeah, but it's not the be-all and end-all.
Yeah.
And the result isn't the be-all and end-all.
No, you're not going to say, oh, I can't win a show, so I'm never going to compete, or I'm not going to bodybuild.
It's not all about
winning. We don't do it from a competition standpoint. You know, and if you do, then I'd question, like, it's a long process where you probably will fall out of love with it.
Yeah.
Like, you do what you do because of training, because of progressions, and, like, let's say, for example, if we were to be told you're never going to win a show ever again, like, firstly, Finn's only got one experience of that. Actually, two with the men's physique. But let's say, bar the bodybuilding one, like, you
how
wouldn't
many wins
be like.
Have you got?
Four.
Have you?
Yeah, if we count the overall. So three, but count the overall.
Loads
I've
more
won
than,
the classes.
Loads more than two.
Yeah, but have I done less shows than you now?
Probably about the same.
How many have you done? I've done seven.
I don't know, mate. This year is a blur.
Yeah, I can't even think. Too lean. I don't even know. I haven't got the energy.
I did
one
the first year.
Yeah.
First time. And then this year, I think I did. Did I do five?
Okay.
Did FitX A1, BMBF qualifier, UKD FBA qualifier, UKD FBA finals, WMBF finals, six. So, yeah, seven in total.
Done the same. Oh, bro. Fucked you up. Better percentage, bro.
Anyway,
but
let's
regardless.
Actually answer the question.
Yeah.
So, tips on how to approach it. I would say,
well, you can get the surgical option.
Yeah, but I would also say, like, again, don't sort of decide whether or not to compete based on having loose skin.
If
you want to compete, cool. Like, you
do it for you're doing it for you. That's the thing. Like, he could turn up and be the only one in his class and win, or he could finish dead last because the class is stacked, and it might not even be apparent because of his skin. Like, again, you can't control. Let's say, for example, PCA Universe for me. I was probably the most conditioned on the stage, I was, and I had probably the most muscle maybe Craig upper body wise, but I did him on lower. Like, I was bigger than the other two black dudes that beat me. However, they had a more PCA classic physique look. Yeah, I'm not going to get off stage and I'm not going to get off stage and be like, I had the most muscle on the stage and I was the best condition. I was, and I probably did have the most muscle objectively, but I'm not going to complain. I'm going to be like, okay, cool, you just take it. If he gets beat, if you get beat, mate, because of your loose skin, then sound, you take it and you just think, but I just need to be better. If you were to be, let's say, for example, if he hands in his natty card or he just puts on 40 pounds of muscle tissue, it's still probably going to be noticeable, but he's still going to be better. Bodybuilding is not just the stage. So yeah, don't get so locked in towards that mindset. Yeah. It's only the only thing that matters. Somebody could be, let's say, Jack Eagles and have wicked genetics, or somebody could have horrendous genetics but still step on stage and do well. We spoke to somebody.
It's about
we
you versus you, and it's very like cheesy, but it is.
Yeah, it is. Like the person we spoke to where he was like, oh, I'm going to do this show and I do finals. I'm going to see if I can qualify. I'm then going to carry on and just do this. And he was like working out. This is going to be like an 8-month prep. And me and Finn afterwards were a bit like, God, that's a bit like mental to be saying all that, but he might not even win a show when it comes to its objective value. But then for him, he might just go, well, I want to step on stage and just see how I do. Yeah. You know, and it's all mindset and perceived sort of like where you think you're going to be. But the problem is, a lot of people, when you get into this bodybuilding sphere, it's the only thing that matters is the result.
And you can easily just become so obsessed with aesthetics.
Yeah.
Like, when really, like, that is not the only reason that we do it. You know, like, we do it because we feel good about it. We feel like we're making progress, like, not just visually, but, like, mentally and, like, strength-wise, performance-wise. So I'd focus more on that than just the fact that you've got loose skin. But if you were to try and put yourself in a better position competitively, then yes, you've got potential of getting surgery to reduce that. You've got other things like there's creams and things like that, but I'll be honest, I don't think they're going to be, you know, that they're not going to make that much of a difference. But yeah, ultimately I would say just don't put so much pressure on yourself to have to be the best bodybuilder in the world. Like, instead, just focus on why you got into it for the first place, and that'll be because, you know, you wanted to feel better about yourself, you wanted to lose that body fat that you had before. So when it comes to competing, just accept that that is something that is going to be evident, and almost like accept that that is part of where you're at, like, which is fine.
And also, if he was to nail everything and be 100% on the money, he'll be stepping on stage proud regardless.
Oh, yeah, he'll still be like buzzing with the end result.
That's what you almost want to look upon, not just an objective value of, oh, I could have won because of this. You know, people are going to have better genetics. You could be a genetic freak. There's better people with probably smaller waist, wider shoulders, better quad insertions, everything. It happens. So, yeah, I wouldn't change how I am from that.
You know, you could, in regards to posing, there's ways that you can hit poses that's going to potentially hide it slightly better. There's, like, even you could argue like trunks that you get and things like that, or you can hide it slightly more. But yeah, again, I'd be more so just saying, like, it's not the be all and end all that you've got some loose skin.
Or if just anything, just do pure elite, bro.
Yeah,
just do pure elite. You'll win a pro card and you'll be sound, bro. So
that's what we had, is avoid at all costs.
Avoid at all costs. Yeah. Right. Last one for me. If you could live in another country, where and why, Finn? Where would you want to live? I don't think I'd really want to live else anywhere. I think I could maybe do a few years somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a difficult one. Like, I've...
Do you want to go to Dubai and just live in Dubai, bro?
Me and Shannon, actually, when we were out for food, they had a TV in there, and it had, like, different countries that were celebrating New Year's, because obviously the time zones. And Dubai was on there, like, it must have been at, what, like, 8 o'clock? They must be 4 hours ahead. And we said, like, oh, it'd be nice to go to Dubai, but I wouldn't want to live there.
No,
I'd much rather live here than somewhere like Dubai. If I was to live abroad, I think I'd find somewhere like maybe somewhere like Spain or Portugal, where it's like a little bit warmer.
Yeah,
you've maybe got your own like villa, quiet little village. Like, I wouldn't want to go and live somewhere that's like I wouldn't want to live in London, for example.
Yeah,
like I quite like living in a quieter area. But I do like the warm weather. Yeah. So like, if I was to move abroad, it'd be somewhere warm.
Yeah, I get that. I think for me, like, Sanaya's mentioned going to Dubai, and like, mate, if you would like to go, I mean, we could go as a four, that'd be quite cool. Yeah. But I wouldn't want to go myself. Like, it's not why I wouldn't want to go myself, I'm not really that bothered. Like,
no, it doesn't interest me that much, but I'd like to experience
it. Yeah, I'd like to experience it, but it wouldn't be on like the top of my list. If I was to say anywhere just from where I've been, again, I said earlier, like Toronto would probably be the place I'd want to go, just because it's quite a very... It, me and Sanam, when we both left, were like, I could live there.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like to, but we didn't really want to leave. It was very like, this is wicked, our routine's sick, like, the place is cool, people are lovely, everything's just a bit of a better version of the UK. And it wasn't like, it didn't feel like you're miles away from home. Like, I quite like cold weather. Like, I don't... Yeah. It's not like I'm like, I love the cold, but I would want somewhere like Toronto's like, very similar to England, where it's like, when it's sunny, when it's not, it's not.
Yeah, that is one thing that I would like. Yeah, if I was to live somewhere to abroad, somewhere, it'd just be cool if it was like, yeah, literally warm, like 95% of the year.
Yeah, okay, would you be more like, I want to live in the warmth? Because I just not get bored,
like,
of it eventually.
Not if it's red hot, but yeah,
like Dubai, for example, like, yeah, stupidly hot, like, pretty much year round, and especially like in the
you know, like,
months.
Like in an ideal world, like, it'd be nice to live somewhere where in the summer it's like 30 degrees,
yeah,
and in the colder months it's like low 20s, and
really,
it's like pretty much like that all the time.
Yeah, I think I prefer a bit colder. I probably prefer like 25 to 30, and then like 10 to 15, because that means like you can just wear like a jacket, or you can potentially, yeah, go around in a t-shirt. It'd be probably a bit cold, but like, you'll be okay. Like, I wouldn't want to be like, okay, I have to wear a t-shirt constantly.
Yeah, and
if I
know
wear
when
a jacket,
you go on
like,
holiday,
oh God, I'm on.
Like, you know, when you go on a holiday and it's just like nice weather every day, yeah, you don't even have to think about it. Like,
yeah,
I do like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, Lanzarote was like that, where it was like 20-ish degrees, and then in the evenings it was still like 18-ish. And obviously I was quite lean, so I was like, okay, I can wear something a bit bigger if I was to go out. You wouldn't be wearing like a Canada Goose jacket or anything, but yeah, you could wear like a thin jacket or something, or a nice shirt. So yeah, so I think it's one of those like personal preference. But if I was say anywhere, Toronto, and then maybe like, I'd probably prefer to have like a few different sort of places where I'd like,
I think Australia would be cool.
Yeah, I'd say so. Do you have any aspirations to do a Noah and just fuck off to Tokyo and not train for 3 or 4 months?
Yeah. I probably will when he's living there. I'll go and, yeah, see him. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to go just to that would be a place I'd like to go for experience.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
I think it'd be really cool. But I would definitely go as an experience. And I'd be like, let's just see.
It's really cool, yeah, though, that he loves it. So he's like, I'm going to live,
yeah,
there.
I think if
I
you're
really
like
respect him for that.
Yeah,
I think that's
no,
been,
I think it's a ballsy decision. It's
I
very
think,
different.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's like,
the language, the way of living is very different.
That.
Yeah, especially considering Noah's like, well, quite a tall ginger dude, fair haired, like, or I say fair skinned ginger dude, going out to somewhere where he'd stand out,
yeah,
completely. The language, like, the fact that it's a different, like the actual language itself, it's a different alphabet.
Yeah.
Like, understandable if you're trying to speak like French and learn that, but I'm trying to learn squiggles and stuff. I'd be like,
it is like, yeah, it is really cool that he's doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Australia would be nice. I think a lot of people do go there, and I was literally chatting to a client this morning who's just got his visa. He's going to go and like maybe have a couple months there and then,
yeah,
see if he wants to live there. I think a lot of people go there and then just stay there, don't they?
Yeah, I know Lucy. So the girl that my mum employs, she lived in New Zealand and she loved it. She was like, it's,
yeah,
way better. So yeah, it's one of them. I think it's like if you have aspirations, yeah, or whatever. Right, that's my questions done, mate. What's your last one?
Last one from Aisha.
Okay.
Which is more effective, stretching pre/post session?
Oh, so pre or post?
Yeah.
Oh, post,
well,
definitely.
Pre/post.
Well, to be fair, I think a bit of both. Like, doing a little bit of mobility is going to probably be a bad idea before, but make sure it's the right mobility. Like, I probably wouldn't be recommending like static stretches, let's say, prior to a session. But at the same time, like, getting some like dynamic stretches, getting some, I say stretching in general, like just actually getting blood flow to the areas that you're going to train. So, and not just to the actual area itself. Like, if you're training your chest, I've always found getting some blood flow to my upper back is never going to be a bad idea,
mm,
when it comes to ability to actually brace. But also understand that it's very personal, like, specific, and your needs are going to be what's actually the most important thing. Like, a coach could tell you, do this, but it's like, well, you might just want to go in and train. Like, I've had some of my best deadlift sessions where I just go in and I'm like, right, I'm just deadlifting. Like, that's like the main thought. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm going to go in, maybe exercise one or two, and I'm just going to fucking pull some weight from the floor. But then post-session, you've got, let's say, pliability is going to be increased, there's going to be more like movement potential, but then also you're going to be quite tired. So the last thing after, if you've trained legs, the last thing I'm going to be thinking of is, let me go and do 20 minutes of stretches.
Yeah,
I would usually prefer on a rest day where I can just focus on doing it in the morning, maybe after some cardio or a walk where I'm a little bit more, I've got some like water in me. I wouldn't want to do it fasted where I'm just fresh out of bed. I'd probably crack something or snap myself.
I would generally say, like, before training, warm up by doing the movements that,
yeah,
you're going to do. Simple as that, really. Yeah, like, you don't need to be doing loads and loads of dynamic stretching.
No.
Like, I think it can be a little bit, like, if you've got any specifically tight areas that are causing you issues, then work on that. But
yeah,
I wouldn't go in, if I'm feeling 100%, I won't be like, oh, I need to do my 10 minutes of dynamic stretching.
Yeah.
I already feel good. If you don't feel good, then yeah, sure, do it. And then post-workout, I'd be looking at potentially just one of your latter exercises implementing a stretch.
Yeah.
Or, like or spending yeah. longer in that, that lengthened position. So like,
and maybe doing some
lengthened partials.
Long length partials. Has to be.
So yeah, like at the end of a pull session, I'll do a hanging leg raise. It's like not only to train the abs, but also to spend some time in that stretch position. It's generally a movement that I quite like just for sort of general shoulder mobility and shoulder health, but also I'm going to get a decent stretch through my lats at the end of a session. And you know, we've got that benefit of training sort of that through stretch mediated hypertrophy, where we've said before, like, it's not going to do you any harm. Like, I wouldn't be saying, oh, I have to put in a stretch at the end of every single session. But if you can incorporate a stretch, let's say at the end of a leg session you do a quad stretch, at the end of maybe your other leg session you do a hamstring stretch, yeah, or you just do a movement at the end of the session that's really going to stretch out that body part,
yeah.
Generally you're going to get a lot of blood flow there, which is only going to help in terms of nutrient delivery, oxygen delivery, recovery,
especially if you use a mega pump.
Yeah, got to use a mega pump.
Yeah,
but like it's not going to do you any harm. Like, yeah. I wouldn't say, oh, you must do it, but it's not going to do you any harm. If you have time at the end of a session, do a hanging stretch at the end of pull, do a quad stretch or a hamstring stretch or both at the end of legs. You could potentially do a pec stretch or something that just lengthens the pecs. Like, for example, my last chest movement yesterday is a cable fly with a 3 second pause in the stretch.
Yeah.
So I'm not actually doing stretches after my session, but I'm really stretching out my chest.
Yeah.
Under load, which we know is going to be beneficial anyway. So yeah, like, that's kind of how I would incorporate. And then if you have specific tight areas that are causing you problems, let's say you've got like really tight glutes or something like that, then incorporate those stretches before dynamically and after statically or on rest days.
Yeah, I think it's one of those as well. A lot of people, someone that we know and people that have seen on Instagram and social media, a lot of people will go from the flip-flop between, like, they will spend, maybe you'll see some coaches or whatever, no need to name names, but they'll do stretches before in a session and do mobility work for like 35 minutes, like 30 40 50 minutes, and they'll be preaching it's a game changer. Then 6 months later, it's this is a waste. Like, when you get into the gym, what's going to grow muscle? Just yeah. Fucking do what you want and make sure you're training hard.
Did a reel.
And yeah,
during my prep about stretching before training,
yeah,
and it was like, do you need to do dynamic stretching? And I was like, well, it depends on you.
Yeah,
like, I was doing, do you remember for like quite a while I was doing that 90-90 stretch through my
yeah.
hips?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing it throughout like the majority yeah. of prep because my glutes were like so tight, probably yeah. from all the steps and all the cardio.
Yeah,
so I was doing that before my leg sessions because I felt like I needed to, yeah. otherwise I was going into my every set and it was like everything tight. Just feels yeah. tight, my hips feel horrible. But I did that for 5 minutes before training, I felt fine.
Yeah,
so I was doing that. Now my hips don't feel tight because I'm not doing 20,000 steps and 45 minutes cardio a day.
Yeah.
So my hips feel pretty good, so I don't do the stretching.
Yeah.
Like, base it on you and how you're feeling, and stop like worrying about what other people are doing. Like, again, yeah. if your favorite influencer or your favorite coach is doing a certain exercise or a certain stretch, doesn't mean that you have to do it.
Yeah. Spot on. Right, questions wrapped up.
Yeah, good point.
Cool, cool. Right, sound guys. Hopefully everyone's enjoyed again. Story tags, likes, comments, shares. Are the things still up there? Oh, it says battery. There we go, cancel. So, said this on the last one, but please, 500 subs and 800. Please, Spotify, please. We are literally relying upon it. We're not going to do another one until we hit 500 subs, yeah. even though we're going to do literally another episode straight away after this. However, if you can click subscribe, that'd be good. If you can give us a review, if you can share, that'd be even better. So, yeah, thanks as always, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.